Remember middle school and junior high? They were awkward years for many people. Over the years, many school districts around the nation have switched to a model of one school for kindergarten through eighth grade, arguing it enhances academic performance by preventing that disruptive year, the sixth grade. Cambridge Public Schools, however, have become the outlier, recently returning to the old middle school model with a twist. WBUR's Tanya Mosley gives us an inside view of how the switch is working and why the district says it's better for students.
If you are or have ever been the parent of a preteen, the conversation you're about to hear between mother and son might sound familiar.
Want to go for a bike ride?
No.
Too cold. How about lunch? You want to go out for lunch?
No. I just want to watch TV and read. I have to do reading.
Reading for school. I have a book I'm reading too, so we could read together.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's Bethany Versoy of Cambridge, navigating the tough terrain of adolescent conversation with her 13-year-old son, Ben. It's a delicate time. Ben is coming into his own, going through puberty, and figuring out where he fits in. He's an eighth grader at Putnam Avenue Upper School in Cambridge. It looks a lot like the school Bethany Versoy went to when she was 13. But she says it feels a lot different, and she likes what Cambridge is doing.
What I'm finding that Cambridge is doing that I like is, it almost sounds trite, but they're really working hard to educate the whole child. This is a tough age group, and you're going from being a little kid to being on the cusp of being an adult.
4 years ago, Cambridge schools shifted from its decades-old model of kindergarten through eighth grade. The city now has four schools made up entirely of sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. It's a model that gained popularity in the 1950s, and while there are quite a few districts in the state that still teach under this model, by today's standards, it's pretty outdated. In the last 20 years, many schools throughout the country have decided that K through 8 provides the best academic outcomes for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. They're following the research of academics like David Huff, dean of the College of Education at Missouri State University. Back in 1991, while researching the academic outcomes of 7th graders, Huff discovered something.
I found that the 7th graders performed better in a school that was configured kindergarten through grade 8, and so I labeled those schools elementals.
Huff says academically, 6th and 7th graders perform better in school when they aren't the new kids on the block. And a recently published study out of Syracuse University shows 6th graders often report being bullied and feeling all around unsafe when they are the bottom dogs. This was a fear 13-year-old Ben Vernoy felt going from elementary school into 6th grade.
It was kind of scary because I knew kids from my school, but I wasn't sure if the other people from the other schools would accept me.
Cambridge Deputy Superintendent Carolyn Turk has heard all of this before, but she says for Cambridge, there was a practical problem. At the elementary level, all of the classes were full. But by sixth grade, the population would often dip substantially, sometimes with only a handful of kids in a class.
It's really hard to think about something bigger, whether it's a debate team, whether it is a soccer team, whether it is the visual and performing arts, when you're talking about such small numbers.
So Cambridge decided on a new structure. Two or three elementary schools that feed into one middle school. This way, students get to go to school with kids they already know, while also meeting new students.
No. Wait, go back.
No,
turn around.
No,
it
would
make more sense when you turn around.
Putnam Avenue Upper School is a bright and shiny example of the district's vision. The building is only a year old. The doors are painted vibrant colors like red and blue. There's a science lab on every floor, and like high school, the students have a choice of learning a foreign language or participating in drama, choir, art, or intramural sports.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good to see you.
As Principal Mirko Chardon walks down the hallway, he points down a long corridor that connects to Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School. Chardon says sixth graders are paired as mentors with younger kids. It helps lessen the feeling of being an underdog. He says he's also chosen staff who have the expertise of working with 11 to 14-year-olds.
It just helps enrich the experience because it's not just about academics. As kids are figuring out who they are and, you know, how they express themselves.
So far academically, Cambridge's middle school test scores show no measurable shift in improvement. The district says it will need more than 3 years to measure progress. But out-of-school suspensions have gone down across the district from 7% in 2010 to just over 2% in the last year. The district believes the middle school configuration plays a big role in this decrease.
How about a bubble tea? All right.
We're gonna go 13-year-old Ben Versoy is part of the second 8th grade class set to graduate under this new middle school model. He's already thinking about high school.
I'm kind of scared, but not really, because I know what to expect.
It gives him the right experience he needs for his next jump, freshman year in high school. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.